ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
Shanti, 13th day of this Tapasya retreat, Baba says, even whilst coming into sound, I can stay in super sensuous happiness. For this, I stabilize myself in the incorporeal stage beyond sound. Nirakari, incorporeal stage, which is beyond sound. And then come into the corporeal, Sakari or corporeal. I will be able to bring others into that stage also. I become incorporeal in 1 second and corporeal the second. So I become Nirakari, incorporeal in 1 second and then corporeal or Sakari the next. With this stage of mine, everyone will have vision of my incorporeal form. So this is the drill of 1 second, which we have to practice. So there are just 2 things here. Corporeal, incorporeal. Corporeal and incorporeal. Baba has said, times out of number, that when you are extremely busy, in Hindi it is called ati. When it is the time of Ati, means extremely busy, practice the drill of Ati, means Ant. You practice the last drill, and the last drill is this. In 1 second you are in this body, and another second you are out of this body. So we can use few words or give commands to our brain. Our brain listens to command. If you learn to give command to it throughout the day, it will start obeying. What sort of commands we will give? We must learn to give commands. First command, in, out. What command you will give? In. So we are in the body. Out. Out of the body. This is a simple command. But mind will learn to accept it. In means, I am in the body. Tell it out now, out of the body. A very simple command, but it will learn to obey. We can tame this undomesticated wild mind. Second command is up and down. Tell it up, so it will go up. Tell it down, then it will come in the body. Both are important. It's not just going out is important and coming inside is not important. To be in the body is also important because we have to do so many things with this body. So we should have experience of being in the body also and also the experience of being out of the body. And this experience again depends upon how, to what extent we feel this body, the reality of this body, the inside of this body. So, multiple times throughout the day, tell yourself, what? Up and down. So mind will go up and then again it will come down in the body. In, out. On, off. Switch, as if it is a switch. You on it, you are in the body. You off it, you're gone. Out of the body. So these are the three commands. How often we will give this? Multiple times. Whenever you get time, just tell yourself, on, off, in, out, up, down. As if this should become a practice. With practice, anything can be achieved. This coming into body and going out of body should become a plaything. Should become a game which we are playing throughout the day. As if this has been given to us. A task has been given to a ghost. There is a lamp post and he keeps on ascending and descending, ascending and descending, ascending and descending. Because if you don't give him any work, what it will do? It will eat you. So mind is also like that. If you don't give any task to the mind, mind tries to drift to lower levels. Its usual tendency is to go to the lower levels. If you throw a ball on the steps, it will go down. It's just like with the mind. If you don't give it any task, as we saw the day before, dead air, time. When you are just free, you are at leisure, you have no time. You have a lot of time, you are just sitting. So in that period of leisure, mind will not go up. Mind will gradually go down and down. It will go to those past hurtful events, or it will go towards vices, or it will go towards cheap entertainments, or it will go towards digital preoccupation. It will go, it has got outward tendencies. It will go towards food. It will go towards some game. It will go towards chatting. It will go towards all the things that will make us more and more body conscious. It will go toward parties and enjoyments and frivolous entertainments. So mind usually has, we must understand the tendencies of the mind. How it works. Just imagine meditation hall. Meditation hall. So class is going on at night and the door is closed. So anybody who enters, while entering, he will close the door because he feels that this is the system of today's thing. Because it is too cold, that's why they must have closed the door. So everybody who comes closes the door. Now imagine it is too cold but the door is open. So anybody who comes, he keeps the door open because he follows the rest. But if the door is closed, every time he makes sure the new person who has no idea of what is going on inside, whether the temperature inside is cold or hot or whatever, but the door is closed, so he will close the door. And it is not that every time he will close it very slowly. Every new person will close in its own usual style. So sometimes there would be a lot of voice. Sometimes there is no voice. So just understand the tendencies of human nature. Human, they try to follow the mob, crowd. What others have done, we also do. This is the mind. We need to understand the tendencies of the mind, how it works. If usually when people come to Madhuban, whether it is hot or cold, they carry shawl because they feel this is the system over here, that everybody who carry the shawl like this or on the shoulder. So they also feel it is obligatory for all of us. So this is what, this is mind mimics. It tries to, just try to understand the nature of the mind, how it behaves, how it works. So the usual tendency of the mind is to go down. Because for long period, it has stayed like this. If you want to pull it up, you will have to do something else. The usual tendency of the mind is not to do any exercise, just to stay. But if you want to exercise, you will have to generate a strong willpower. Without that, it is not possible to do anything. Any sports, any exercise, or anything for that matter, you will have to wake it up, shake it up, and then it will wake up. Otherwise, it doesn't want to do anything. What the mind wants is rest. Rest is best. It wants rest. It wants comforts, conveniences. It wants path of least resistance. It wants to go to that path where everybody is going, where there is a crowd. This is what it wants. Safety. It wants safety. So this is how it works. So just try to understand how it works, why it works in this particular manner. So, as I said, this coming inside is easy. But going out of the body, it will take effort. Going down is easy, but going up is an uphill task. Climbing stairs is difficult. But when you climb down, it's not that difficult. It's easy because the effort comes on legs, not on the chest, on your body. So you can climb down easily. But suppose just imagine you go walking from Peace Park to Guru Shikhar, or running, or afternoon every day, what we are doing, just how many steps? 137 steps every day afternoon. So some people might become breathless. Climbing a mountain, it's an uphill task, but going down is quite easy. Switch on, switch off. Off. That's it. Quite simple. This, you can on it immediately. This is a separate example, different example. This is about light. On and off, on and off. So, we were talking of these two, in, out, up, down. So, understand the nature of mind. Mind doesn't want to become self-conscious at all. We are making it self-conscious. We are telling it that you are not body. Actually, it wants to remain body conscious. It wants to love body too much. This is what is the tendency. Now, after understanding the tendency, then we have to start working on it. After understanding the basic tendencies of the mind, without having any feeling of anger, just understand it. Just understanding, knowing it, what it wants. And after that, then practicing this. You know Shaolin, martial arts, trainers, Shaolin, yeah, Shaolin. When they enter the martial arts schools, when they are these much small, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, and the training starts at that age. Very strict and very hard training. How they eat, you know? This is a table, but there are no chairs. You just stand half and eat. This is how you sit, but there is no chair. This is how they are trained. They will sit, head is here and legs up, and then they will do all the exercises of the legs. They will break what? Bricks. Not with hand, but with head. They take one brick like this and break. Take another brick and head. So easily. Keep on breaking from the childhood. This is the training which they are given. Very hard training. And that's why they become so strong. A very thin-built man, and there is a huge army. He becomes one-man army. He can defeat the entire army. If he gives you a punch, all fractures will happen. But if you give him a punch, nothing will happen. He stands and you take a stick and keep on hitting him 100 times. He stands like this, nothing. So these people have trained themselves. So everything depends on the training. Commando training. How is that commando training? Very hard. Very hard training. Every movement is death. But this is how the training goes. Whatever you train the mind, it will become like that. In the similar manner, our training is spiritual training, spiritual drill. You can train it anyway, whichever way you want. It's not that you just have to go in Paramdham and sit there all the time. That is not the goal. That somebody wants that I will do just tapasya and do no seva. This is not our training. Our training is to be all-rounder. Our training is at one moment you are giving speeches, you are talking. Another moment you are sunk into silence. No talk at all for months together. Absolute silence. That power. At one time, you are working full-fledgedly. Karma yogi. At another point, you have no business with seva. Nothing to do with any seva. Just total calm. Totally silent. At one moment, you are helping somebody. You are going out of your way and helping everyone. But another moment, total detachment. You don't want to even talk with anybody. So, shift. Shift. This is all depends upon the training. At one moment, you are with this association or group or company. At another moment, you are in solitude. You don't want anybody to be your company. One moment you are talking. Another moment, total silence. So, both things are there. One moment, you are interested in Gyan, discussion of Gyan, and understanding of Gyan, and churning of Gyan. Another moment, you feel this is all waste of time. This is all intellectual exercise, gimmick. We don't want that. We just want to remain only in yoga. This is more important. Another moment, you don't want both of these. You just want to serve. Because you know you have a responsibility. So when responsibility calls, when kartavya calls, everything is vain. Just this alone is everything. This is avyakta month. So recently we had read that Brahma Baba was called ocean of sankalp. What he was? He was ocean of thoughts, ocean of sankalp, because he had so much responsibility. He had to think of so many children. What is happening to, just imagine, it is so difficult to handle 10 people. If there are, you are the in charge and 10 people are under you. So it is so difficult to handle. Somebody will have stomach ache, somebody will say something else, somebody is sleeping, somebody is not obeying you, somebody is going somewhere and moving and wandering around. So it's difficult and tough to handle people of different sanskars. That's why Baba said, this Baba is the ocean of sankalp and he had so much responsibility. But he could do it at one moment in intense activity, another moment in total stillness. In one moment going out, helping everybody, talking with others, writing letters. Another moment, he has no business with anybody. One moment, forging relationships, understanding people, their problems. Another moment, nothing. So that balance is the fine art. That is a training which everybody has to give. So whatever we train our body, our mind, our intellect, we will become like that. If we train our mind that I have to sleep for 8 hours a day, it will sleep for 8 hours. But if you train your body and mind to sleep just 4 hours, 4 hours would be enough for it. If you train your mind to eat a particular type of food, it will want that food. But if you train that I don't need it, then it will not need it. It all depends upon mental programming, mental conditioning. You can always condition your mind and decondition it. It's all programming and deprogramming here. So here, same thing. In one moment, I am in the body, up, down, on, off, in, out. Keep on giving commands to your body. Order it. Do this. This is what you have to do today. So when you learn to order, it will learn to obey. Body is a servant to the mind. So today, this practice, in, out, up, down, on, off. Om Shanti.